Representative Les Guerra and six other Democrats are the primary sponsors of a bill pre-filed today that takes aim at reducing student loan debt for Alaskans. The initial intention was to reduce student loan rates by 3% if a student either stays in or moves back to Alaska after graduation. But Guerra says the Alaska Student Loan Corporation proposed an alternative of an annual 2.5% principal reduction.
The reason they prefer a principal reduction is it's much easier to administer with less staff. And so it's a cost savings, but it's the equivalent of a 3% interest reduction.
This means that each year, the Alaska Student Loan Corporation would chisel off 2.5% of the principal of a student's debt. Molly Towner is an Anchorage area teacher and single mother of two children. She went back to school to get her master's degree to become a teacher, and since graduating 6 years ago, Towner has been paying about $600 a month towards her student loans.
I feel very, very lucky compared to most of the world, but it is very tight, and some relief on the student loan amount would be a big help to our family.
She still has over 15 years left before her loans will be paid off. Guerra says student loans can be a deterrent for people looking to go to college.
We believe that money should never be a barrier to college, to job training, to vocational education. But in Alaska, the student loan rate hovers around 7%, when at the same time you can get a used car loan for 2.5 to 3%.
Guerra says if the legislation passes, the Student Loan Corporation will likely ask for an appropriation from the state to help fund the student loan reduction, though the amount is unknown at this time. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.